A lot of you have been getting in touch with us over the last number of days, right from when really the fixtures were announced, or in fact the draw was done on Monday morning for the All-Ireland football quarterfinals the weekend after next. Kerry taking on Mayo on the Sunday, of course. Derry taking on Clare. Galway against Armagh and Dublin against Cork on the Saturday night. Lots of mentions of the distances involved. Crazy eye-watering hotel room prices, long travel journeys. Also complaints made by some on social media, as I saw yesterday, about the price of tickets for the hurling, which is on this weekend in Semple Stadium in Turles. Well, all of that seems to have faded away with the news coming from the GAA about the unprecedented demand for tickets for both weekends. With me on the line is John Fogarty, who writes on GAA, of course, for the Irish Examiner. John, good morning to you. John had the story this morning. John, can you tell me first of all, what are you hearing from Croke Park about the demand for tickets for both weekends?
Huge, Jerry. There's no doubt about it. Huge. I just got a sense of it yesterday looking at some of the waiting lists for the tickets on the GAA website, and I got in contact with Croke Park and they said, yes, John, this is unparalleled. This is something that we haven't seen before. They believe it justifies the games being held in Croke Park, but at this moment in time, they're anticipating 60,000 for the Saturday games, which involve Dublin and Cork and Clare and Derry, and then obviously Kerry and Mayo on the Sunday, combined with Galway and Armagh, which is attractive. They're looking at 70,000 for that. So huge numbers for quarterfinals, which, you know, you're usually outside of Dublin matches. If it's a glamour Dublin game, Jerry, you're usually looking between 40 and 60. This is quite significant. And I do think there's a novelty aspect to it. You know, people haven't been getting to games over the last two seasons. And then, obviously, there's something very attractive about one side of the draw. You know, one of Clare, Galway, Derry and Armagh are going to be in an All-Ireland final. So, obviously, that's something new and something that we haven't experienced. I don't think, you know, we're used to either Kerry, Dublin, Mayo or Tyrone have featured in, two of them anyway, have featured in All-Ireland finals up since 2011. So, a huge novelty aspect as much as anything else here.
Yes, and look, there have been, and I suppose it's because of the cost of living crisis that we're in, the talk of diesel, talk of fuel, and talk of the price of tickets coming into it as well. Some people expecting that Croke Park should drop the price of tickets for some of these games. But does this show that perhaps maybe they were right not to do so? Earn the money, put it back into the organisation, and the demand is still there, despite the prices?
Yeah, I think it does back it up, Jerry. Like, you know, ticket prices with everything going up around going to a game, I would imagine there will be pressure on the GAA later this year to look at things for next season, in the sense that, you know, if the cost of diesel is still spiralling. You know, we all know that Kerry have had to pre-purchase their accommodation for the Saturday week in Dublin, and had they not beaten Limerick in the Munster final, they would have lost €13,000, but they felt that they had to do it because otherwise they would have been facing even double that for accommodation for 45 people in Dublin that weekend. If those costs continue, if Dublin continues to be as prohibitive to go to on the pocket, then it has to be reflected, you would imagine, by the GAA in the ticket prices. But for the time being, no. They feel, obviously, a lot of people are going to be coming up and coming down on the same day, or either staying with relatives the night before here or staying the night after. I'd say there's a lot of phone calls among family members at this moment in time, Jack.
Yeah, there certainly is, that's for sure, to try and get in and a couch or a space on the carpet on the floor in some places. John, look, the GAA is saying that they've never had the volume of public sales that they had yesterday between 12 and 2 p.m. They sold 50,000 tickets for these games. Yeah. And that does underline. Well, how does it relate then? And I'm getting people getting in touch with me this morning complaining that there actually is no tickets coming. Clubs getting no allocation of tickets for the Mayo game, for example. It's all public. Is that the way it's being run for the quarterfinals?
That's it. Aside from the season ticket holders, Jerry, Kerry, as far as I know, have about 2,200, roughly that number anyway, season ticket holders. So obviously they have the opportunity to buy. They basically have first refusal, more or less. And then, unlike the hurling, tickets went to, I think, each county in the hurling quarterfinals this weekend in Turles. Each one of the counties received 7,000 tickets, but there was no, they basically felt that because Croke Park is so vast and so huge,
yeah,
that a public sale was the better way to do it. But obviously, as you said yourself, so you're getting feedback that there are complaints like that. And obviously, we're fully aware, and it's something that a few journalists have been following this year, that not everybody is internet au fait or internet, they just don't have the familiarity with it. So that's, it's difficult for them especially. But at least there are old age pensioner discounts, there are student discounts. It might only be a fiver, but at least it is something compared to the league when there was anything there.
Yeah, the public sale of 17,000 tickets for Saturday's Cork Galway Clare Wexford games on in Simpa Stadium, that's sold out. And tourist venue has a capacity of around 46,000. Some people were complaining €40 was too much for those games. That's, again, look, this is online. Sometimes it's in the Twitter bubble. You see people giving out about these, but like two quality games like that for €40, if you stack it up against a music concert or other issues, then surely it's value for money, or am I off with that, John?
No, I do think it is value for money, especially what the Munster final gave us there last Sunday week, Jerry. Listen, the GAA is always going to come in for criticism like that, because it's always seen as the people's game, and it should be reflecting their sensibilities and the difficulties that they are facing at this moment in time. But these prices would have been set, I would imagine, at the outset of the year, when we didn't know, obviously, the constraints that were going to be put on us and the rising costs. So, again, I think that is something that will be reviewed at the end of the year, with a mind to next season. But, €40 does seem, and listen, I'm talking to somebody who is paid to be going to the game and is fortunate enough to take it like that. But from talking to people, to relatives who will be going to the game, and relatives who will be going to the football, and friends, I haven't received any complaints about that. I think there is a huge attractiveness to these games at the weekend. Like, the only thing I've heard back from Cork people is that the Cork Galway game should be the second game. It should be, it probably would be a main event in its own right, but obviously Clare and Wexford have a bit of history too, so there's it has great appeal. It's all set to be two fantastic weekends of GAA, and I'm not saying that as a GAA puppet or anything like that. I'm saying that as a supporter, as a fan, I think it's going to be very attractive.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, John, listen, thanks for joining us and going through those figures for us that are coming from the GAA about demand for these games. That's John Fogart here of the Irish Examiner. What do you think? Close to 60,000 tickets sold in 4 hours for the football quarter-finals. Give us your thoughts. Lots more on the way on Kerry Today.